Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bamstone Talks with me, Stone. This one's going to be about the Oculus Quest and new ways to become a content creator if you're on a PC. Hey guys, welcome back to Bamstone Talks. Today I'm with John Warren.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Also known as John. I don't want to say his last name, but it's fine. So first up, we're going to go into the Oculus Quest.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just going to start this off with, like, for Christmas, I got one of these not knowing. Like, I've always wanted one, but for the Oculus One, it was so hard to get. Or the Oculus Quest One, this is the original one, it was really hard to get. Like, a lot of people are having trouble. This one, not as hard, but let me tell you, it is amazing. I love it. Stated by Oculus, it says, with the next level hardware, Oculus Quest 2 is our most advanced all-in-one VR system. So it's really nice, is all I wanted to say.
And John, just sum that up. So, in my opinion, I don't have one, but I do believe, I know this is against Facebook, but Facebook kind of made it bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they connected it with Facebook. I was kind of confused on that part. I didn't really like that part, to be honest. But besides that, everything is so good. Like, I originally have, before we got the Oculus, I had the PlayStation VR. And compared to the Oculus, the PlayStation VR is not that good. The Oculus, just the sensing and, like, the hands, it's just amazing. And all the new games they have, it's really fun. I really like it.
Have you seen the hand tracking that you can do without the controllers?
No, I have not seen that, actually.
Yeah, it has, like, you know, those two cameras on the side?
Yeah, I've seen those two cameras.
Yeah, you can, they track your hands with that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Seriously? But the only thing bad about the Facebook thing is, have you heard that people have been having troubles with it?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that, actually. It's like, but also, like, sorry, I did not mean to hit my mic there. Also, like, kids are getting the Oculus, and, like, a lot of kids don't have a Facebook account. That's what I was like, what? I mean, it's kind of confusing. And, like, you connect it to it. Like, you can't really play without it. That's how you make your account.
Yeah.
So, besides that, all, just overall, it's a really good console, and just having it in that little, just in that space without having any wires you have to have connected. It's really nice. That's one of my favorite parts about it.
And I think the idea of, you know, the Vive, you had to have like a scoped out room for your master, like how far you could go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With this one, you can, like, create your
own. Yeah, like you literally just draw a little circle around, or it has to be in a certain amount of space, but you just draw the circle around you and you have that, you know, space.
Yeah.
But yeah, so far, right now, we have Beat Saber, and let me tell you, that game is so much fun. It's really good for, like, honestly, we just connect it to, like, the TV, or we cast it to the TV when we have people over, and we just watch people play. It's so much fun. It's awesome.
Have you tried the, you're able to connect it to a PC yet, right?
Yeah, you can.
Have you tried it yet?
No, I have not, actually, because you need to have to
16 foot.
Yeah, you have to get one of the cables, and it's like, I don't know.
Did it come with it?
No, it did not.
Well, the one they sell is 16 feet. I don't know why you'd ever need.
Yeah, 16 feet's kind of extra. Like, I can see maybe for like 10 feet, depending on, like, because it has to reach back to your computer and all. But 16, I don't know where you're trying to go. 16 feet.
Well, the good thing is it is a fiber optic, so it isn't going to be like, it's not going to slip.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice. Really good. Wired.
So, yeah.
That's.
And another trouble I've been hearing is how, I don't know. Honestly, it's not really any other troubles.
Yeah, it's really not. There's not really that many problems with it. Like, I think it's really nice. I think it works really well. And I know that's just my opinion. I don't know if anybody's had problems, but, like, overall, I think it's good for the price. Like, I'm just going to look at some of the, these are just known issues, but they're all easy. Like, they're all very, like, small issues. Like, headset display shifts, that's easy.
It does?
I mean, that's, like, you should have to tighten it. It's literally just easy things.
Like, Okay, give me a second. What else people might have? Companies, like, you know how Oculus sells it for like $300, right?
Yeah.
Companies are making the best of them having it and Oculus not. Because if you go to, like, let me see. I'm pretty sure it's Best Buy. I'm pretty sure it's like $400.
It depends on the amount of gigabytes you get. For the 64 gigabyte, it's $299. This is US dollar, yeah, by the way. And if you get the 256 gigabytes, which I don't know, you're going to need 256 gigabytes, that's $399.
Yeah, well, Walmart sells the 64 gigabyte for $361.
For how much?
Overpriced. $361.
Seriously?
And they sell a 256 for $400.
Dang.
So the 256 from Walmart is the exact same. But the 64 is overpriced.
That is. Like, I see that you have to make a profit and all, but, like, that's by a good amount. Yeah.
Next, we're going to go on to PCs and how to get into it.
Okay. You got this?
So, John's our smart one.
All right. So, I just want to start off saying for Christmas, I personally got a new PC because I really want to start streaming and everything. So, the brand is MSI. I have an AMD Ryzen 9. I forgot most of the specs on it. I'd have to look at that right now. Hold up. I can check it up. Sorry, y'all. I have 16 gigabytes of RAM. I have some other things. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to look at my specs right now. I completely just forgot off my head. Okay.
Okay, while he's looking up his stuff, if you're trying to get into PCs, I would not go with a cheap one and just, you know, stick it out. Get a better one, you know? John?
Yeah. I just found mine. So I have I have 16 gigabytes of RAM. Of course I have Windows 10 and it's MSI. That's all. Why is it only showing that? I don't know. Hold up. I'm trying to find it. I have a 1070 Intel Core TM CPU. And then, why is it? I'm sorry, y'all. It's being really weird right now. It's supposed to show all my, usually it shows all my specs.
Wait, have you heard of like Cyberscape doing like you get like $10 if you get the game?
Yeah, I've heard that. Is it true?
I have no idea. And then apparently Ubisoft is making a new open world Star Wars
game. I have heard of that one for sure. And I'm excited about that. It's going to be cool. But yeah. Back to the PCs. Back what Justine was saying, it really depends what you want to do with it. Like, if you're just trying to play Roblox or small games like that that don't take a lot to run, then you don't need anything more than, I mean, like, I know it's kind of hard just to say off of price, but, like, something from $5,000 to $1,000, that's, like, that's a good range for, like, playing Minecraft, Fortnite, Roblox. That's a good one, but
any game possible.
Pretty much any game, yeah. But for, like, if you want to stream and play Fortnite or Minecraft or Roblox, it's really going to depend on how good of the brand the PC is and how good they made it. It's like,
yeah, and the newer things are always going to be, yeah, a little bit better on processors and stuff. But I feel like you can't go wrong with an old PC.
Yeah, you definitely can't. There are definitely some, like, what's it called? PCs that aren't that, I mean, they're not like more than $500, and they run pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
So I'm just gonna go name some of the news for gaming news. So Overwatch patch notes have been detailed. There's a new map coming out for any of y'all Overwatch fans. I personally don't have Overwatch right now, but I've heard it's like a Valorant, but a little bit different. I don't know. That's all I've heard about it. Have you heard? What do you think about Overwatch?
It was kind of like, It was like the original that kind of game. People say it's more CS:GO, but CS:GO is kind of a little bit more realistic. You know, but Overwatch brought Valorant and Rogue Company, those other games. And then speaking of Valorant, didn't the episode 2 came
It
out
sure did.
yesterday?
Oh, yeah. And I've heard it's actually pretty good. I have not currently played it yet, but I really want to. So I was also gonna say, I know this is kind of they already came out, but I know a lot of people are still having trouble getting them, but the PS5 and Xbox Series X and all them. I don't know if any of you guys have them, but we luckily have both and they are very nice. So I know everybody's gonna be like, which one's your favorite? Which one's your favorite? Well,
Xbox Series X.
I like both.
Sorry.
So both consoles run amazingly. They're both great. But the only thing I wish Xbox did better was have their better exclusive games. Because I think PS5 has some
That's
really good
true.
exclusive games.
But I feel like the PS5, like the PS, they do like one really good one a year.
Like the
And
Spider-Man
then the
games
more
were
up
really
to the time
good.
game.
And then the other one was like Bug Snacks and stuff. That one was not that fun. But the also the it came with like this game. Oh, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but pretty much you have to like go around and like this is the PS5 by the way. You pretty much go in it's you don't actually go inside. It's like a cartoony version, but you go inside the PS5 to like all of like its CPU and your RAM. It's actually really cool. The cooling. It's like a big
That
map.
seems
It's
cool.
actually really fun. And it's like I really like the device, how it has the microphone and the speaker through it, and I really like the vibrations on it and the adaptive triggers. I thought that's really
Is
nice.
the microphone on my controller good? Am I
So I
good?
have not
Like, is
actually
it
tested it
decent?
out yet. But I have no idea.
Have you heard anybody who's tested it
No,
out?
I've actually not, surprisingly.
Okay, we need to
I
try
will
that.
do a test on that. So yeah, scrolling through the gaming news, there's not much just besides the there's just some new like in NVIDIA they what's it called? Revealed that their RTX 360 3060 is the cheapest RTX 30 series card yet. That thing is nice. Like if I ever build a PC like hand from hand, I would definitely want to put that thing in there. Jeez, that thing's nice.
And NVIDIA also came out with Broadcast and Shadow
They
Plus.
sure did. I saw that. Yeah, let's go to that. So you were talking about the thing earlier where you could have like the green screen even if you didn't have.
Yeah, it's a virtual green screen.
I thought that was really cool because some people either don't have room in their house or if they want to become a small streamer, they don't have room or they just don't have like a space to exactly put it. A green screen, and I think that would be really nice and helpful. Like for me, in my setup, I would not have room to have my to have a green screen, but with that, it'd be
Me neither.
nice. Like, it looks nice what they do with like putting your cor your head in like the corner of the game. That looks really cool.
Yeah, and you know how you have the replay thingy, right?
The what?
Highlights. It'll process your highlights and it'll tell you and you can like
I
save it.
did, but I deleted that actually.
Yeah, so Shadow Play. It doesn't have the virtual green screen, but you can it's sort of like Xbox broadcasting because it's like really easy and not very hard to do it. You know, you just click start and you're on, or PlayStation or whatever. And part of it is if you have like a highlight of their kind, it'll ask you if you want to save it, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm doing something right now. Sorry, take me 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's fine, John. Then other than that, I feel like PCs became more popular this year because a lot of people I know have been getting they got PCs for Christmas, so I'm pretty sure, I mean, it's coming up. And then apparently Fortnite or whatever is doing better than it ever has.
It has? I do not know that.
Yeah, apparently.
I know.
I don't know. I haven't been PC.
I have I actually do not have Fortnite on my new computer. I used to be a big Fortnite person. I used to play all the time.
You won a tournament against
Yes,
Courage.
they do a tournament.
Courage is there.
I know. Oh yeah, he was, but yeah, that was fun. It was at VidCon. He wasn't playing though. He was just up here. But I did want to say that I know you just told me this, Stone, but Razer unveils their N95 mask with RGB lining and voice amplification. Now that thing looks
Isn't it like
cool,
clear?
huh?
Is it like
Yeah,
clear?
I wonder how much it is. I kind of want one.
As you saw in the last one, we did John's review on the Oculus Quest 2. Well, now we're going to be doing mine. Today, as of right now, I do have my Oculus Quest. And I have been playing games on it. I've had it for like a little bit, decent amount of time right now. And I'm gonna do a review. So first up, now you think about free games. You can like find a lot of free games on like PC to say. But if you go to the Oculus Quest, the free games on there aren't as well developed. You understand that? There are several like really good ones, but then some of them just aren't very well developed, if you know what I mean. One of the best free games that I know of was Echo VR, which is like this. I find it to be soccer mixed in with disc golf, and it's like this crazy game with like you're throwing discs around and trying to go through like this little tiny thing, like you're in space. You're trying to go through like this triangle, basically. It's pretty cool. And there's also it's called it's like a fishing game, and that one's pretty nice. It's kind of mellow, good vibes from it. Pretty fun. And next up, we're just gonna say how cool it is. I mean, I showed my grandma the other day, and she saw that how vibrant the colors were, and she enjoyed that. I showed my best friends like actually yesterday, as of the time I'm recording this, and he really enjoyed it as well. He knows about VR, but he doesn't like have a VR headset, if you know what I mean. Like he's watched like a YouTube video or two maybe in his life. He knew about like Superhot, and Superhot is a great game in my opinion. It's pretty cool. And Beat Saber, which everyone knows if you know anything about VR. And yeah. And next up, we're gonna talk about how like first purchases in my opinion. So the first three I would go with would be Beat Saber, Superhot, and either 11 Table Tennis if you're into that, or Onward. And Onward's like a military style game, while 11 Table Tennis is basically what it has in it. It's table tennis. And I've got 11 Table Tennis. I don't have the other two as of right now. I do the demos, but 11 Table Tennis is a great game with multiplayer and single player options. And it's just like the physics in the game are great. It's just like so fun, that game. So yeah. If you guys are looking to pick up a VR headset, as of the Oculus Quest, basically, it doesn't really matter what size you go with, 64 or 256, I believe. Just cost more, cost less. I got 256, personally. Yeah. And people say that like someone's happened on Facebook. I have not had that issue personally. Nothing's happened for me. And yeah. And another free game I forgot about just then is PokerStars VR. And it's a really cool game. Still needs some updating to do with it, but it's a great game. There's props and you can have fun with it. There's also can't really explain this, like Rec Room. It's full of squeakers, which is like a kid who goes in there and just tries to mess up everybody's day on that game. And so that's pretty bad. But if you can find like a really nice lobby, you can just have like a really great time in that game. But the squeaker is just gonna mess that game up for me, in my opinion. Like the general aspect of the thing. I find that the way you can like quit games and resume games like instantly is pretty cool. Sort of like how consoles work nowadays. like there's no like disc anymore. You just like go to the game if you got it online, and that's pretty cool. You can do that on the Oculus Quest. And then the recording aspect on it isn't as well developed as I'd like it to be. But, I mean, you can, everything can't be, like, that good. Because, you know, it is a cheaper VR headset on the market. And it's an all-in-one VR headset, which makes it worth it, in my opinion. So, yeah. And then the hand controls are going to be pretty cool. Now, let's talk about one thing in particular that I'm very impressed with. Hand tracking. And that's basically, there's cameras in your headset that can, like, track your hands, basically. And you can play without the controllers in games. And it's just so nice. I don't understand why people wouldn't use hand tracking. I mean, the controllers are, like, really, really nice and stuff. And they have really nice grips. But I feel like just having your hands and being able to use that in VR is just such a good aspect of that. As well as, you know, like, you can open up tabs like a computer on there and watch YouTube, basically. And then you can, like... there's like one game it's like made for called Elixir, I believe. It's like you're a witch's apprentice. And that game is really cool. I haven't played it yet, but I've seen gameplay of it, and it's just like a really cool game. And that's gonna wrap it up for this segment. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember to follow my Spotify, and thank you for watching this part of the podcast. Okay, so for this segment, it's going to be a little shorter than, like, even shorter than the last one, because I really don't have much on this topic other than, like, softwares about it. And most of our friends are coming streamers right now, and they don't know what software to use. So I'm going to use three of them that I sort of like, in my opinion. So the first one is by NVIDIA. It's free, I believe. And it's called Shadowplay. And Shadowplay is like your console streaming and recording. It isn't like really detailed, and there isn't really many overlays you can do with it. You just click record, and it records your gameplay in your microphone. And it also has it's like saves your highlights from like it records 30 seconds before, I believe. So if you get like a really good kill or something in the game, you're really good. You can just go over to your Shadowplay app, then click save, and then you get that clip, which would be really nice for like the game. And I feel like that's really going to drag in console players who are becoming PC, because it's very simple and it matches what they used to do before. Next up, we're going to go into NVIDIA's more advanced broadcast app, which is what it's called. It's called the NVIDIA Broadcast app. And it is a really nice, it is super nice for this. So, my favorite thing about it is you can add virtual backgrounds, which is like the Zoom thing, although it's much better because the Zoom thing was trash, you know, and you'd stick your head outside of it and you could not follow yourself, as everybody knows. Everybody who's done it before knows. I'm sorry. And another thing about it is they have background noise remover in case you don't have like a windscreen. So anywhere behind you just like removes your background noise on it, which I find really cool, and it works very well. And there's stuff you can do with like your speakers and stuff. I haven't researched about that because I don't think most people are going to really care about that. They care about their virtual background. You don't need a green screen at all. It just like changes it. That's like the really cool part about it. And next up, we have what most YouTube streamers generally go to, because YouTube recommends this. It's called Streamlabs OBS. And it is a really, really nice stream that I use. Stream software. And you have overlays that are free. You have alerts that are free. There's just so much stuff you can do with it. Because, like... Do you get, like, chat on there, and you can just, like, put it in your second monitor and watch your gameplay. Has a lot more on it than to say, like, the Shadowplay. And it has, you can put in, like, your overlays and your viewer account. And it's just cool in general, in my opinion, and I really enjoy it. Although sometimes it has way too many settings for me, and all of them are really confusing. So I really don't understand that. But, I mean, as long as it works, my opinion. So, yeah. I mean, I enjoy it. I recommend that one to you if you have already streamed before on, like, PC to say, and you're looking for a new software. But other than that, if you're coming off console and you're not very, like, you know, good at the PC yet, use Shadowplay, and then advance up to NVIDIA's broadcast app, and then Streamlabs OBS. So, thank you guys for listening to this segment. I hope you take my advice on these things well. Thank you guys for coming out to watch my podcast. I mean, listen to my podcast today. I enjoy each and every one of you for watching this. I hope you're having a great day. I hope I made it better, at least, if it's bad. And thank you for watching. See you on the next one.